This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. A new city survey shows there were three times as many Chicagoans experiencing homelessness over the past year. My colleague Tessa Weinberg reports the city's annual point-in-time count in January tries to capture how many people are living in shelters and on the streets in a single night. Now, this year's count shows more than 18,800 people were unhoused. That's a threefold increase from the previous year. The spike is largely driven by the thousands of asylum seekers who have arrived in Chicago. Maura McCauley works with the City Department of Family and Support Services and says the numbers underscore why Chicago has had to work at both resettling migrants and ending homelessness.
Those things have been happening together. One didn't stop in order to serve another population.
The number of people unhoused who are not seeking asylum jumped 25%. The St. Adalbert Church in the Pilsen neighborhood on Chicago's South Side is a step closer to being a historical landmark. The City Landmarks Commission yesterday unanimously approved the designation at a heated meeting. For years, supporters have pushed for the designation for the century-old church. It's known for its 185-foot tall towers. But the Archdiocese of Chicago opposes the plan. Attorney Danielle Meltzer-Castle represents the Archdiocese and St. Paul Parish, and she urged the commission to decide against the status because it would be too costly. And her request, it was met with boos.
Amen to preserving it, but rather than preserve a building by itself, how about we preserve St. Paul Parish, which is canonically the survivor. Excuse me.
Supporters say the site honors their Polish heritage, and the recommendation now heads to the City Council Zoning Committee. Cicadas are buzzing loudly across the suburbs, but Chicago itself has been mostly cicada-less. An art collaboration called Cicada Parada between Chicago's Insect Asylum and Formstone Castle Collective is changing this, one cicada sculpture at a time. It features hundreds of plaster creatures designed by Chicago artists, and they're hanging in trees, on light poles, and parks across the city. Derek Mawson's blue-eyed Mothcadra is in Ravenswood, and he says his design was inspired by the Godzilla series.
Mothra very particularly is associated with rebirth and nature, and just kind of makes a lot of sense for a cicada. You know, Mothra's a bug, cicadas are bugs. And I thought that'll make a fun, familiar skin for people to sort of enjoy the art with.
Mawson says he's been delighted by the positive community response to his design and the public art project as a whole. An interactive map of Cicada Parada will be on the Insect Asylum's website very soon. And Calumet Fisheries is reopening the beloved restaurant closed in November because of an electrical fire. The Sun-Times reports the Southside Eatery is opening on Saturday with fresh renovations. The landmark has been operated by the same family since 1948. Calumet Fisheries is famous for its high-profile customers, including Vice President Kamala Harris and the late chef Anthony Bourdain. Weather, sunny and windy with a high in the upper 70s, partly cloudy tonight, a low near 60, and the weekend a few showers Saturday, but sunny skies on Sunday, highs in the mid to upper 70s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.